You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Kels Charles, Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Hello. What a week. We learned new things, like what our future travel plans are. You gotta love it.
Be honest. How many flights have you already booked?
Well, none, but in my head, two.
Same.
Actually, three.
There's a solid chance I'm at anywhere from 2 to 5 of these games. And typically I go to one a year, but I can't decide if it's because I missed going to football games so much because of COVID, or if I'm just really excited about these matchups, and I can find a reason to go to a lot of these games. Like, I'm looking down, I'm obviously we're going to be at Tampa. Like, that's just a no brainer. Like, I've got to see Tom Brady play. Like, it's the Super Bowl champions, and then it's Dak's first game back. It's, you know, Thursday night. It's like the first, they're doing the Lombardi presentation, I think, at halftime. That's and going to the beach. Like, hello, like, obviously we're going to be
there. Beach, sunshine, football.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that. And then the Chargers at SoFi, that could potentially be the first game at that stadium with fans. Like, that feels like a necessity. I mean, they've got palm trees in their stadium. Like, that just feels like something I need to be a part of, right? Like, I feel like I need to be there. Plus, Justin Herbert is like watching sunshine from Remember the Titans. Like, it's just it that also feels like a thing I need to be a part of. Like, I don't know, maybe, probably yes.
Beach, sunshine, football.
Yes. Minnesota. Like, I feel like we can go visit your family, and they have a really awesome stadium that I still haven't been to. Kansas City, like, that's where I'm from. Obviously, I'm gonna be there, and then you've got family there, and we got to play Patty Mahomes and, you know, see what TikToks his little brother does and all of those things. Like,
I would really love to be in the background of one of Jackson's TikToks.
I just feel like there's a chance we can make that happen.
New life goal unlocked.
And we can tailgate and just eat barbecue and do all of the things and argue about whatever the best barbecue is, and if it's really Texas versus Kansas, and if we should even be putting Carolina barbecue in the mix. Like, I don't know if I can go as far as to put Carolina
I do like Carolina barbecue.
And then do you put Memphis barbecue? If you put Carolina barbecue, do you put Memphis barbecue? Like, which one is better, Carolina or Memphis? And I realize I'm comparing a state to a city.
Hot take.
But
love the vinegar.
True. It's just, it's a thing. It's a discussion. And then again, like, we obviously realize if there's an opportunity for Meg Murray and Kelsey Charles to be at a sporting event or really genuinely be in New Orleans at all together, we're probably going to do that. So I feel like that's also a given for us.
I will be there.
Yeah. So
I will not be square.
I just feel like this fall is going to be incredibly busy for me. And I'm going to be calling Derek Eagleton and being like, listen, boss man, I know I work on a show with you, but like, I just feel like we might need to take this show on the road. Like, we gotta, we got to do a road show. Like, this is what we need to do. It makes sense. Like, obviously you need me to come transcribe Dak Prescott's quotes or, you know, hold Zeke's helmet or something. Like, you need me on the road. And so therefore I can be there. The end.
I just think that, I mean, we found out a while ago, like who we would be playing and if it was away or home. And I knew the schedule was going to be fun, but like looking at it and seeing it all mapped out, like put me in a seat. Let's watch this. Let's see Dak back.
So let's talk about the schedule. And, you know, before we dive in, I've been talking about it a lot on social media, and I need to let you guys know that I know everyone in the world's going to talk about the schedule and break it down. But what, you know, more importantly, I've taken it upon myself to do this for you instead of studying for my final this weekend. So you better listen. I made a power ranking of the schedule release videos because just feel like it's the content you didn't know you needed. And so I'm going to give it to you. But, and again, like spoiler alert, we all know if you're listening to this show, which one's going to be last. So Eagles forever. But talking about the schedule
itself.
They're
just boring all the time.
They're the worst, man. Like, it's so lame. Like, they're so lame. They are so lame. I don't know. I can't even go there.
They try, but they fail. So here we are.
So we know we've got Hall of Fame game. That's just Cowboys all written all over it pretty much like every other year, it seems like. Houston is going to be the preseason home opener. So Houston for never. What is that game even called? I was laughing with Dave earlier. It's like, do we have a name, an official name for the Texans versus Cowboys game?
The Texans versus Cowboys, I don't believe that there is a name for it. But if we're talking Rangers Astros, I believe it's called the Silver Boot Series.
Like, what is it? I swore it had something. The Texas Governor's Cup. That's what it is. The Battle of Texas.
I don't need to win anything that the governor has.
No one, literally no one calls it that. We gotta figure out. We really do. Like, why don't we just call it the Silver Boots?
You made that up, the Eagles? Boring.
Seriously. Lame.
I think we should just take the Rangers Astros thing and run with it.
That's what I think too. That's just way better.
Silver Boot is way more interesting.
It truly is. It makes sense. Like, we're the Cowboys. Like, it fits us better. Anyways.
There's a snake in my boot.
So facing off of Houston at home, and then that's going to be the Davis Mills and Ben DiNucci Bowl is what I'm trying to say. that's really what's going to go down on that third preseason game.
If that doesn't generate buzz, I don't know what will.
I mean, who hasn't already purchased their ticket? Because I know I'm going to be there. and then you got Trevor Lawrence coming to town, Urban Jake Meyer.
Flesh.
I mean, that's just going to be riveting for preseason game 4. But diving into the regular season, we know Tampa Bay, I got to be honest with you, like, as excited as I am about that game, it's going to be quite the test for Dan Quinn's new defense. And while I'm super pumped to have him in the building, and I think he's going to bring an element to this team defensively that they so desperately needed, it doesn't take much, as I've said many times, to improve upon this Cowboys defense from 2020. And I am not quite sure I feel confident that the defense will make quite a turnaround, that they can truly hold off the defending Super Bowl champions and Tom Brady, who was never lost to the Cowboys. And
usually they have a slow start, Super Bowl champions after their win. So, I mean, I'm saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You're going to play them no matter what. Everyone's getting all butt hurt about we're going to go 0-1 our first game. Like, you're going to play them eventually. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
They heat up at the end of the season. I don't want to see him right. I don't want to see him then unless I'm going to win a Super Bowl. So
no kidding. Let's catch Tom when he's fresh off of the yacht, throwing his trophy around and he's still working off that hangover. Like,
yeah. Like someone slip him a strawberry or something. Like, we could you didn't know.
Yeah. So we know how that's going to go. On the road for the game two at Chargers. I mean, listen, like that's going to be, I think that's going to be a difficult matchup as well. I'm still bitter about Slater and whatever, it's fine. But I feel like Herbert really is, he's interesting to me, man. And I think that he's going to do some big things. And I feel like if I'm a Chargers fan, I'm looking at this Cowboys defense, especially the secondary, and saying, well, this is a great training ground and a great confidence boost for my, not rookie anymore, but my, you know, new quarterback, my young quarterback, right?
And someday teams are going to stop licking their chops whenever they're like, oh, the Dallas defense, we're going to run all over that.
Exactly. Someday. Like, someday. I don't want to be your confidence boost, okay? I don't want to be that for you anymore. But
it won't be this day, but someday.
Yeah. So, again, hopefully Micah Parsons and team will, you know, have some tricks up their sleeve that they've been able to gel together enough as a unit that they will, not let that happen. So I just feel like it's going to be a tough way to start the season. But like you said,
I'm yawning because the next game's the Eagles and they're boring.
It truly, like the Eagles home opener, Monday Night Football. I hate them. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to beating them for sure. I feel like that makes a lot of sense. Of course they're going to do that, but it is interesting because, you know, towards the end of the season, I feel like majority of our NFC East matchups are towards the end of the year, which is really interesting to me, especially against the Washington football team. And, you know, I don't love that. But, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. I think coming up with Carolina, they probably, if you want to think about it, like I'm still bitter about J.C. Horn. They have, if you want to say they've improved comparatively speaking, sure. They added Sam Darnold. He had his, you know, best career game ever against the Cowboys. As we all know, that regrettable season where they only won one game basically, and it was against us and it was terrible. And we were like, we're losing to the Jets. Like So
it's not great, Bob.
It wasn't great whatsoever.
I have like PTSD flashbacks of that.
Yes, man. Like that was literally,
might be because you bought too many shots, but
I don't even know what my bill was that day, but it wasn't
trying to reverse the fortune
for sure. And then David Hellman pointed this out, the New York Football Giants and Jason Garrett come to town with Saquon Barkley in tow, mind you, and Daniel Mini Eli Manning Jones will be in Dallas. They're coming to town basically exactly a year to the day when that fateful time that we will not speak about.
They won't be wearing the same jersey. It's okay.
So
breathe easy. This is the revenge game, baby.
Are you out on the Navy jerseys now?
No. I'm going to sage it and, you know.
Oh, right.
Results.
Yep.
But I will not be wearing it during that game because of the bad juju.
Okay.
I don't think any amount of sage could help me there, but it's Dak's revenge game. So
yes. Okay. Perfect. Then, you know, I also was looking at the New England game. We talked about going to the New England game a couple years ago. It just is like, it feels like I can't decide what I think about going to New England now that Tom Brady's not there and Edelman just retired. And it's like, I obviously know, you know, Bill Belichick's amazing and I would love to see him. I love to go to Gillette and he's just like iconic and he has, you know, he has got a great dog and he's really good at cheating. But like going to pay money to drive up to see Mac Jones.
Who?
Yeah. Mac Jones. just feels like something I might not do. But either way, the team's going to do it. And that'll be interesting.
Yeah. I can't unsee that. What was it? That meme I sent you the other day that had like Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones' hair flipped. I'll never
look Mac at Jones it. Looking like Maggie Jones. You know what though? For real, it takes a very special man to be able to pull off like the Trevor Lawrence length hair. Like if you think about it, because you're right. Like when they put his hair on Mac Jones, like he straight up. And again, this is like no judgment like whatsoever, but like he didn't pull it off as well. Like I'm just saying he didn't pull it off.
I think he pulled it off wonderfully.
Well,
that was very pretty and attractive. Yeah,
he was very pretty as that. All right, bye week 7. That's great. Minnesota, Denver. Okay, I have a couple of these written down. Denver, Atlanta at home as, you know, some potential trap games. You want to know why I have them written down like that? Because what if, hear me out.
What if?
You know how you were really thrilled about Aaron Rodgers potentially trying to leave the Packers and not be in our division anymore, Meg?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, I just think he just should play or host Jeopardy and call it a day. Like, just leave the league, please.
I was going to say, I'm not trying to burst your bubble, but like, what if he went to Denver and we had to face him anyway?
Ugh.
If you think about it.
That is such a Peyton Manning move.
It's
tired, played out, been done before. Not interesting. Better.
I just feel like I'm telling you, man, like I'm telling you, if that happens, I think Denver's a lot closer to a Super Bowl than we think they are.
Is that where like veteran quarterbacks that are really good go to like win a Super Bowl and die?
Veteran players, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, truly. And if you think about it, like, I mean, they've got pieces. Like, they've got pieces, and
unfortunately, so, like Shailene Woodley would not mind living there either. So it's like definitely.
I think that matters. Like, Shailene has some say. Let's not pretend like she doesn't. So
she doesn't live in Wisconsin. I don't blame her.
Truly, like, I ain't trying to go there. I'm trying to live there. I'm trying to none of that. I don't want to hang out there. Like, no. Like, I'll go to a game, and I'm like, sweetie, this was fun, but like, I'm never coming back.
Yeah. Miss Hollywood is not going to live there. I'm sorry.
There's a beer. I would take some Spotted Cow beer and I'd be like, bring it home with you every single time you come home. And otherwise I'm good on this.
Yeah. You don't have to pass.
True. Truly. Thank you. And then we've got Atlanta at home, which is, you know, obviously again, the Dan Quinn wasting his former team, revenge game, whatever you want to call it. Really awesome because we get to face off against Kyle Pitts, and you know, I'm super pumped about the prospect of him facing our defense, with, you know, Matt Ryan, his veteran quarterback. Like, I just think that's really, really exciting in all the wrong ways.
Dan Quinn's revenge could be fun.
I am still, whenever we talk about Atlanta, what year was that where Dak got sacked like 50 times?
I think it was 2018.
Ah. Oh.
Well, I could be very wrong. I'm very bad at I'm good at remembering things, but I'm bad at remembering when they happened.
How's that for foreshadowing when Dan Quinn tries to like kill his future quarterback?
Here's what I hope happens. I hope that the Falcons just like come out swinging and they go up maybe like 28 points, give or take. And then we just ruin their lives again, because that'd be fun.
That was going to be such a great punchline for last season. The Falcons blew a 21-point lead until we became a punchline. So I too would enjoy that if we could, you know, be in a position at that point in the year where I can make jokes like that and not feel like a total hypocrite. yeah. Then we go to Kansas City. Like you said, we're both going to be there. So come hang out with us. We're going to go eat some barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Oklahoma Joe's. I know it's called Joe's KC. I will never call it Joe's KC. That is not what it is.
I mean, it's not in Oklahoma.
I know, but like, dude, it's just like, it's from a gas station in Westport and it's been there for like 30 years. And like, you try to change it up on me. Like,
you really want to give Oklahoma credit for anything? I feel like taking that away from them was nice.
I'm just a creature of habit. That's all it is. That's really what it comes down to. But I'm very excited for that. And then we turn around that Thursday, short week, and in true Cowboys fashion, playing at home on Thanksgiving. We've got the Raiders, basically the Las Vegas Cowboys.
Raiders.
Yep. Except for they got rid of Jeff Heath, which was a really bad decision, and I really hope we do something about that.
He can come home anytime.
He really can come home anytime.
I am the GM.
Yeah. So turn around again, Thursday game. We're going to be in New Orleans. Dude, we're going to have a busy couple of weeks during that stretch. Like, we're going to
be. That's what I was saying. I was like, whoever planned this wasn't really thinking about my my flight schedule.
Right, exactly. But that's after that Thursday game, the Thursday Thanksgiving game, you've got 3 weeks on the road. This last stretch, man, like, you've got, you know, New Orleans at New Orleans, at Washington, at New York, Washington at home, Arizona at home, and then at Philadelphia. Like, that is like NFC East heavy. And I, you know, having Washington in two times in 3 weeks and facing the defending defensive rookie of the year, I'm not thrilled about that. But and I also feel like that, if you think about it, I think I saw someone talk about this too, and I totally agree. It feels like the NFL is just setting us up for the NFC East to be on the line again. And hopefully our teams, and by our teams, I mean, literally our division, isn't full trash can again. And it'll actually be entertaining.
Not full trash can, just 3/4 trash can. Yeah. Or the 1/4 that's not trash can.
I feel like it's going to be us in Washington fighting for the title. I just feel like that's what makes sense to me. And I know that I basically tell you the Cowboys are going to win a Super Bowl every year. But if you look back at last year, we lost our freaking quarterback. We didn't have our left tackle. I mean, you all know what happened last year, and it wasn't good. And so if we really do get the pieces of the puzzle together, and granted, we also run an actual defense that we have identified as an actual defense that our players understand and read their playbooks and know, then I feel a lot better about our odds. I guess, gotta say, I do.
I mean, I do too. I do tend to float on, I like to float the river, and that river is denial.
Okay.
But, you know, can't deny that this year will be better than last year.
We're going to go full Scooter Magruder and be like, this year we're winning a Super Bowl.
I did that last year. I did that the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that. Someday I'll be right.
I was listening to NFL Network's Around the NFL podcast, and I was laughing because they were like, here's what we're not going to do. What I refuse to do. And I can't remember which one it was this year. They were like, I am not going to buy into the Cowboys offseason hype. They're not going to convince me that they're winning a Super Bowl this year. They're not going to convince me that they're going to be contenders. I do it every year, and look where it gets me. And I'm like, welcome.
I don't have to do anything to try to convince me. I just ride that train till the wheels fall off.
You're like, I'm the conductor, bitches.
Yeah.
All right. So all in all, I don't know, man. I mean, if I had to like look at like my schedule predictions, like I think we could probably dive into this some more at another date, but I feel like, you know, I give them a winning record. I feel like 10-7 feels kind of fair. And it is kind of funny again, like you talk about the fact that we got one more added game, and I was breaking down some stats when they did announce they're adding that 17th game, and it will be interesting, at least records wise, because you have one more game to potentially break records as a player. So I feel like a lot of these record books are going to be something to watch as well this year, as we are going through the season and teams have an opportunity to extend into history books, namely Dak Prescott. I think he has a chance to beat Peyton Manning in I think season passing yards. I don't know. I got to look it up. I'll look it up. But yeah, either way.
You've mentioned Peyton Manning twice in this one podcast, and it's kind of freaking me out.
Well, I'm about to mention him again.
I mean, since we have Bennifer back together now, like, I just feel like we're doing a lot of throwbacks.
We're going full 2002 right now, my friend. And, which is why I just feel like it's important. Are you ready for my NFL schedule power rankings?
Well, go ahead.
I'm going to end with the utmost important one because I can't not.
Right.
But, dude, I need a coffee. Why am I so tired?
Well, it's because the last game is Philadelphia and we just talked about it and they're boring.
So. You know what? Also, sidebar, I looked this up too. It's like it's raining a lot in Dallas the last 2 weeks. It's supposed to rain all next week too.
Get outside, girl.
I know. I need to.
Like, need some fresh air.
I love the rain. But then I realized in Google and WebMD is correct, which, you know, it tells me I'm going to die like every other day. But that being said, it did tell me that apparently like your melatonin levels are higher on cloudier days or something like that, which is maybe why you feel more like serene or tired. And I just feel like
I don't think anyone's ever referred to me as serene in any.
that's so true. Serene is not the way to describe me. Yawny is the way I can describe me right now. All right. So some were terrible. Some of these videos were awful. I have to be honest with you. Panthers, I said this on Twitter. I'm going to say it again. You stole JC Horn from me. You are not about to steal 9 minutes of my life. 9 minutes for your schedule release video.
That's absurd.
Who does that? Like, this ain't a short film. We're not at Sundance. I'm not interested in a documentary. I'm not interested in your life story. Like,
usually their social is so good. So where did they miss the mark here?
Who are you playing and when? And make me laugh once or twice in between.
Yeah.
9 minutes. No.
That's a long time.
No. Sit down. We're not doing that. I'm not watching it. Someone write a synopsis and make it quick. And I mean, I can't. That was ridiculous. The Eagles, terrible. What are you doing? Art, cool. You are, no. I'm actually going to go onto Twitter and write Art Decider because we need an official word on how terrible their release video was. It was like graffiti and lameness. Awful. Vegas, okay. And I hope you appreciate this because I was really trying to do some research last night while I was avoiding studying for my economics test tomorrow. But I feel like Vegas was trying to maybe go Ocean's 11-y at the beginning. And I really wish they would have actually done the damn thing because I feel like as your first inaugural season in your new stadium and everything else, like you could have just done it big and gone Ocean's 11 and like had George Clooney, like the God, and like Brad Pitt. Like
yeah, if he's not in it, I don't want it.
I know. And like, I feel like we could have had a thing and you didn't. And like Julia Roberts, like we could have like done it up, y'all. And you guys didn't. And if you don't have money in Vegas, like what are we doing? Like, I don't get it. So I was a little sad about that.
You can have a bet.
Yeah. And then, so those are my like honorable what the F a little bit. But if I had to go down, I only ranked 10 or 8, actually 10 minus 2, because I didn't feel like any other ones deserved my attention. But I gave Tampa the eight spot. They're kind of more like honorable mention as well, because they did this Mad Libs thing where they sat down Gronk and they were like, okay, give us five adjectives. And, you know, then he gave him an adjective and he's like, what's an adjective? And then they had to define like what a verb and what a noun was every time. And I can't decide sometimes if I feel like he's going full Jessica Simpson, where he's like, is chicken of the sea, is tuna chicken, or one, is he doing that? Or is he actually, what's a verbing me?
I mean, I'm here for any Jessica Simpson reference. Yeah. So I hope it's that.
Long story short, it was great in theory and they tried to do like Mad Libs, but then execution wise, I was like, this is just not good. It wasn't that funny, but it could have been funny. And I, as a marketer, I appreciated the idea. I appreciated the concept. And I felt bad for that team because I feel like it wasn't their fault that it kind of fell flat. So Gronk, be funnier. Number seven was, I have to give the Giants a little credit because I don't like giving the Giants any credit, but I felt like their team did like a Fortnite thing and like it was kind of video game-esque. And, you know, like some teams just straight up did not care, or you can tell like they've just rinsed and repeated what their concept was. And I really felt like there was some actual thought and like effort put into the Giants. So like, sure, you get a pat on the back. But the team that truly gave no fucks this year, and you will appreciate this, and my number six spot is the Cleveland Browns, the other America's team. And I know I'm going to get skewered for saying that right now, but yep, Meg, I texted our friends from Angry Browns podcast that we hopped on with. And I was like, am I missing the video? Like, where's your release video? Like, I just see this graphic that they posted on Twitter and they're like, oh no, they didn't do anything. And I was like, they quite literally were like, nah, we ain't doing this. Here's your little graphic. And we're going to see you.
Put on your helmet. Nothing.
We'll see you at training camp. It was like, I think someone replied to me and was like, vintage helmets. I was like, okay, like that's a stretch, but sure. Like, but truly a true Kevin Stefanski power play. He was like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. And I guess I kind of have to appreciate it. I do, just a little bit.
I don't. Don't be boring. Don't be happy.
Exactly. Especially if you were good for the first time in forever. Like, have some fun with it, guys.
Yeah. You have Baker Mayfield, for God's sakes.
Literally. The man's like online talking about UFO sightings. Like, have you watched is it Progressive, the commercials that he does? Yeah. Like, they totally should have done something and I'm disappointed they didn't. Like, they have the ability and there's like a special magic around that team right now. Like,
all you would have to do is just like put him in a room and let him like just talk.
Yes. He's funny, man. He's funny. All right. Jacksonville went full Florida man, which I appreciated. I thought that was pretty funny. Like literally like grabbing relevant headlines about Florida man. And I like a team that can lean into their stereotypes, and I appreciated them making fun of themselves for that. So that was good. Colts again went straight no fucks. They literally they had Pat McAfee and Adam Vinatieri, and they sat them down in like director's chairs on the field, and they were in like, Pat was like, listen, we know all these teams go out here and spend millions of dollars on producing these videos. It's like the new Super Bowl, right? And he was like, so here's our $1 million video. And it was very, very obvious they filmed it like maybe 2 months ago, right? They did not care. Like, they were like, oh yeah, they just sat there and were like pointing as like they added like a post in post-production, like a ticker of the games with like the logos underneath them. They're like, oh, that's gonna be a good game. What about that one? That's it. Like, it was hilariously bad. And for that alone,
they good except for ours is, I'm hearing just bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, number four. That they get my number four spot for that. Like, this is where we're at, Meg. Like, we set the bar so high that like I have to give people credit for being bad, and they get good spots in my rankings. Number three, you will appreciate. You need to watch this one. Go watch this one because it's very your brand. It's the 49ers, and it's TikTok trends. Tell me the season schedule without telling me the season schedule. You will especially appreciate it.
I'm surprised the Steelers didn't do that.
The Steelers was so lame. Theirs was like a Lego.
What are you doing?
They're
so unoriginal.
It was so tragic. They were like, hey, we're going to do a Lego with a voiceover and we're going to talk about the matchups. And I was like, okay, not watching this.
I'm going to watch the 49ers one though.
The most important top two though, because the rest were just fine. As you know, I love Peyton Manning.
Oh, third time.
Drinking game alert. I can't. Like, anything he does, I laugh. Like, I just can't not. Like, I love Peyton Manning. I think maybe I have, like, a bit of a crush on him or something. I don't know.
Is Baker Mayfield the Peyton Manning of the NFL as it stands?
Yes. And he's so funny. So the Broncos did a thing where Peyton came out of retirement, quote, and they gave him a job as an intern. And, like, he just goes through and he's like 82 hash browns, like X skinny post. And he's, you know, in the kitchen, like cooking for the players or like, you know, teaching the mascot. Like, it was good. They did a good job. And I love Peyton Manning.
He didn't say Omaha. It was bad.
He did not say Omaha. Wow.
I'm upset.
That's a missed opportunity.
I feel like they're missing opportunities left and right, these teams.
Patriots missed opportunity. Like, why would you not use Nike, the dog, for every single marketing effort moving forward, if you don't incorporate Bill Belichick's dog, you're not doing it right.
The dog sitting at a computer and just like pulling up and then zooming in on the.
It just, that's literally all they need to do. And they could have struck gold. I really do feel like, Megan, you should every time around this time of year, you should offer your creative services. We both should, really, because I just feel like I could have elevated all of these videos for most of the
people. You can elevate them. And I'm just, give me mimosas and let me come up with ideas.
Let me upgrade you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come as no surprise what sits in my number one spot. And I have to say I was quite surprised and was laughing at what the Cowboys did. So I will actually.
The best one.
Yeah. Like,
if Post Malone didn't introduce your schedule,
you lost.
Then you don't have one.
Yeah. You lost. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's the best one ever. If your owner isn't putting on chains and playing beer pong with one of the most famous recording artists in the world, then you lose. You lose, you lose, you lose.
Yeah.
Case closed.
And the 214 got in there for a little action. Gotta love it.
So good. I mean,
they were making it rain. Where are you at, Vegas?
Like, why do we got to teach all the other teams how to do it right? I don't know what to tell y'all, but like follow the leader, take notes. You're welcome for this content.
Like, how did Posty make Jerry look like a swag god? Like, what was that? This old man.
Anytime Jerry Jones gets involved,
come on.
Do you remember the Papa John's commercial like years ago where he was like,
yes,
like it's like that. Like it's an automatic win. It's an automatic win.
See, that's called using what you have. And getting close more.
It was gold. And if you guys haven't watched it, you need to go watch it and then rewatch it and rewatch it again. And let us know your favorite part.
I just love that Posty will like do anything for the boys.
I know. I love that. And I love that he's like a real fan. I love that he grew up around the team. Obviously, as you guys know, his dad worked for the team. I mean, all those things. Like, it's just, it was perfect. I loved it. And I am very excited for the season. And I need Southwest to open up their booking for flights for more weeks ahead of time so I can go ahead and, you know, cement some of these trips and just make it happen. So,
we coming.
Y'all, let us know what trips you're going to be at on the road this year if you are, because we're fully vaxxed and down to say hello. So,
Down's a clown.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And guys, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. It's going to be a really fun year. Looking forward to some sense of normalcy, hopefully this upcoming football season. But Y'all, make sure you're subscribed to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. We're also on social media as well. You could find me on the Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles, and also on Twitter at Kelsey underscore Charles. And Megan is
at Meg Murray with four R's.
And again, this especially rings true today because their release video was so tragic. But leave the people with the final words they need, Megan.
Dallas forever, Philly for never. You're boring.
Birds aren't real, and your release video sucked. Goodbye.